I love to learn something new. It's probably why I love growth so much. If I told you all the classes I've taken to learn a skill, you might be surprised. It's crazy how I've passed this on to my kids. I always tell them that you can learn anything. It just takes effort. So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to the Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level. Welcome to the Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. Thank you all for tuning in. Today, you may be getting ready. You may be taking a walk. You may be listening to this in the car or even working out. I appreciate all of your messages. And truly, thank you so much for being a part of our community. I wanted to wish all the dads, the grandpas, all the father figures, a happy early Father's Day. Shout out to my dad, my father-in-law, and of course, my hubby, Brad. One question I used to get a lot when the kids were young, when I was busy traveling the country, is how is Brad with the kids when you're gone? I didn't think anything of it until I realized or received it more and more. He's absolutely amazing. He does it all from working, coaching, and taking care of our boys. I don't think I'd have it any other way. And plus, I probably knew early on when we were dating that he was going to be a great father. One thing I've learned is that the partner you choose is important. One of the things I knew that was a huge factor for me is that I wanted someone in my life, first and foremost, that was reliable, someone that I could trust, and someone that was consistent in their actions. Don't get me wrong, there are still a few things, like everything else, that drive me crazy. I believe that people in my life teach me valuable lessons, and I wanted to share three things that my dad taught me growing up that had the biggest impact. Number one, he taught me that I could do anything I put my mind into. He was very tough on me growing up. My father was in the military. He had strict rules, being his only daughter. And I didn't always have the best relationship with him growing up. When I used to see dads and daughters have this like special bond and treat them like a princess, that just wasn't the case in our household. He had high expectations, especially when it came to grades, and I was just not your girly girl, or maybe that's just the way he raised me. In fact, I remember growing up and saying, I'm not so sure why I have different rules from my brothers. I didn't really choose to be a girl. I would have a different curfew. I would have different restrictions. I would have to get certain grades while my brothers could get away with B's and C's. I remember coming home with one B, and my father was almost like this face that I had never seen. He was beyond pissed. And so I think my dad raised me as a tomboy. And instead of going to dance and ballet classes, I was playing sports. First, it was running with him, volleyball, basketball, tennis, you name it. And since my dad played sports, I saw that competitive drive, that competitive side, and later adopted it. He would make me play sports with my brother and whatever it was. And later in life, I realized how much that had impacted me in my journey. I never knew why I was the only girl on the team. But I didn't even think anything of it because, like I said, I was always being raised around my brothers and I would do the same thing that they would do. I would find myself too in PE class racing against some of the boys in track, looking to beat them. This helped me see opportunities in a different way. Today, when my kids play sports and I see this little girl on a basketball team with all boys and she owns it, it just makes me smile. Number two is it's never too late to learn anything. You can have several different passions. My dad played basketball, tennis, bowling, and golf, and he was good at them. When it came to his career, he was an engineer. He retired and then opened up his own business, sold that, stayed at home for a little bit, and then got bored. And then he started working and retired from Southwest. And so as kids, we always got to fly for free. I guess that's probably where I get my travel bug from. And I remember when we were young, we would like take trips across the country. And when flights would get canceled, we'd have to reroute and look in this Southwest booklet of like, how do we get from Chicago all the way back to California? And even if we had to like plane hop. And so I find that very interesting because I love learning different things, whether it's from someone, a seminar, a conference, an online class, books, or even a podcast. I love to learn something new. It's probably why I love growth so much. If I told you all the classes I've taken to learn a skill, you might be surprised. I actually just signed up for one today. Just to name a few, I went to cooking school. I took classes for photography. I became this like crazy scrapbooker. I also learned golf and was addicted to it for a while. It's crazy how I've passed this on to my kids. I always tell them that you can learn anything. It just takes effort. Number three is you can always find a solution if you look hard enough. My dad had 12 brothers and sisters. So when we were young, there were so many aunts and uncles that lived with us. We had a 3-bedroom house. And today you would probably think it's some type of Airbnb because it probably had like 10 to 12 beds. Some were actual beds, like no mattresses on the floor, but some were actually beds and the others were bunk beds. My two uncles were living in the garage. My dad had petitioned every single one of them, one by one, to come to America, and they lived with us until they could get on their feet. Regardless of the challenges it took to get all of his brothers and sisters, he never stopped. And he didn't care if we had so many people in our house. He did a lot of things for everyone. My dad actually came here because of my mom and her family. So my mom and her family petitioned my dad. And even if we didn't have a ton of money growing up, we had so many memories. Even in that household full of chaos, we would always have fun. We made something out of nothing. We made up games. We had family nights. We were always laughing or even singing, karaoke, whatever it was. So when Brad asks me today if people could sleep over in our home because they're in town, he says, honey, there's X amount of people. And it's always a yes. Because if we have the space, why not have them all come over? I would even give up my own bed today so that our guests could be comfortable. There's no obstacle that we can't handle. And I've used this lesson in so many ways throughout life, whether it's in business or it's personal. If there's a valuable lesson that you've learned from your father, a father figure, or grandfather, I would love to know. Send me a DM. Let's connect on IG at It's Raquel Q. Thank you all for hanging out with me today. Thank you for listening. Sending you so much love today and the week ahead. Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. you'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.